Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
This is Best to the Nest, the podcast that is all about creating strong, comfortable, beautiful nests that prepare us to fly. And Marjorie, our gift guide episode was such a hit. You were inspired, and we're taking it one step further. But this, I think, is even more fun than physical things to give to people.
Well, we're going to do Instagram favorites today of the things that are inspiring us this holiday season. And it was so funny this morning. I went into Instagram, and your sister posted on Instagram this morning, "Hey, is anybody else just scrolling through Instagram to find holiday inspiration?" And I thought, how is she on our wavelength? She is right there with us. Is that Jenny?
That's Jenny.
Yep. Jenny. So yep. Give a plug to her company because I love what she's doing real quickly. Listen, as long as we're gonna plug people on Instagram.
Jenny is the most popular person in my life right now. Her Instagram is called The Emerald Carrot, K-A-R-A-T, The Emerald Carrot. And the amount of messages and email, I'm getting emails from like college guy friends who married college girlfriends who say, "Oh my gosh, she loves your sister's company and I have no idea what it is. Can you tell me what it is?" And she does all, she really focuses on vintage gold jewelry, but then she also does like, she's integrating some sterling silver and some gemstones and all right. These amazing things. But she is, her head is spinning this holiday season. She's so busy right. because people are like searching for that kind of one of a kind thing that means something. And I think that's a good sign for like how we're moving ahead in the future.
Well, it's always good to, and I've talked about this so many times on the podcast. I've been collecting vintage jewelry pretty much my whole life. It matters to me. In the day when I first started doing it in college, I did it because it was just more interesting to me. The hunt was more interesting. As I did more research about things like mining and all of those other things, then it just became a way to have pretty things without taking more resources from the earth because they've already been mined, they've already been taken out. And so it's really fun. And so I love your sister's Instagram account. I haven't bought anything from her yet because most of the time I'll see something and within 2 seconds it's sold.
Dude, and I keep feeling like you got to be quick on the draw.
It's insane how fast this stuff goes. Right now, she has this beautiful, and I'm not going to buy this because it's way out of my budget, but she has this beautiful gold necklace. It's like, it's a link, but it's rolled links. It's so beautiful and distinct. I think it's like $1,100 or $1,200.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, but her stuff is priced really, really well because she tells the amount of gold that, I mean, it's all solid gold. So it's priced really, really well. This necklace just happens to be a lot of gold. So, but anyway, we didn't mean to do a full plug for Jenny, but there it is. It's the holidays and it's really fun to follow her account. But before we get there, as long as we're talking about female founders, we want to talk about one of the female founders that is helping us do the show. And that is Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare. We had Uli on last week. I got to go back and listen to that podcast again. I just adore her.
I know. I mean, the best conversation.
How smart is she?
Yeah.
It's so fun. If you haven't listened to that, I think you'll be, other than being inspired to take care of your face and to get a really wonderful skincare line, you'll be inspired by her energy. But affordable luxury skincare from France, that's Pour Moi Climate smart skincare. Use Best, B-E-S-T, for an extra 20% off with 100% money-back guarantee. Go to PourMoiSkincare.com. That's P-O-U-R-M-O-I skincare.com. But let's talk Insta faves. You go first.
Okay, so we picked some things that are just inspiring us this holiday season, and I have a fun list that I'm excited to share with you. So my first one is Northwoods Folk, and we'll have all of the handles on our show notes, so you can just really easily click and go to Instagram and find them. But Northwoods Folk is run by this woman, Sunny, who I know, and she's a mom, and she's a wife, and she is just like this nature lover. And I met her at a dinner, actually at Toxie Free in Stillwater a couple summers ago. And I so enjoyed my time with her. And I've been following her on Instagram ever since. And what I really love about her is she's super passionate about pressed flowers. So she grows this huge garden, and then she saves all these flowers. She dries a bunch of them. She presses them. She has in her house this like beautiful cabinet that she calls her apothecary cabinet, where she just has all of these things collected. And she has these drawers where she stores the flowers. And then what she does on her Instagram is she shows, I mean, among other things, but this is kind of my favorite thing that she shows, is she shows how to use these flowers to make the most beautiful things. So she has a recipe for biodegradable glue. So you can make this glue, and then you can use it on all sorts of things, and then everything can just go into the compost if you're using the glue as the method, because it's not like plastic, it's not anything, it's going to break down. So she'll take like the pressed flowers and she'll use her glue, and she'll glue them onto beeswax candles. Or she also just showed this week, one thing I loved is she showed how to take those glass ornaments that are just like clear spheres, right, and then stuff them with dried flowers so that they're inside. And then those are your ornaments for your tree. And she just is like, her aesthetic is so beautiful. And also what I love about Sunny is that she's perfectly imperfect. She's very happy to share that like her house is a mess. Like sometimes she feels totally overwhelmed and like she's doing all of this for nothing. And she wishes she had a bigger house and like all these different things.
Right.
But at the same time, trying to be really day-to-day focused on what matters to her. So I really love that about her. I think you'll love following her.
Oh, that's great. I do. And I love the what she's doing with the dried flowers. And that's really what we're talking about today, is I just found myself saving so many different posts for people who are doing really wonderful things through the holidays. And they can end up being great follows all year long. But these, mine are specifically about the holidays too. And this one, I started saving. This is @Merrimus_small_art.
Okay.
We'll post all of these in the show notes. And I started saving posts from this account because I kept thinking about Bernie. So your daughter is a very talented artist.
She's an artist.
She really is. And it's, and I'm not related to her. So it's not like a mom saying, oh my God, my daughter's the most talented artist. I am a very judgy person. Like I would tell Elizabeth the truth. If Elizabeth were showing me something, I'd say, well, that's a great piece of kid art. But I say this as somebody detached from this process, that I think Bernie has great talent. And there's a lot of that kind of talent that runs in your family. So this is not surprising. But this woman does these sort of Christmas holiday watercolors that are really easy for children to do. Like she's posting for adults, but I look at your kids and I think Bernie, I know, could do it. Franklin, I'm pretty sure could do it. Heathcliff will make a mess, but that's all right. It's all right. So one of them, Elizabeth, is a Christmas tree that starts with just doing a wash of green watercolor on bubble wrap. As a triangle, and then you paste it, you know, you fold it, you put it on, you press it on the paper, and that's your tree. And then she just starts decorating in the post. She just starts decorating the tree. Like she uses a Q-tip for the red balls that would decorate the tree.
She
uses, and then a little bit of glitter. And then she uses, and this would be the tricky part for Franklin, but not for Bernie. She uses a fine line black ink pen. And then she traces certain things. So it just gives it this beautiful finish. But it's just a great project. And I think even with kids, like you wanted to make gift tags, or you just wanted to make a big poster, a Christmas poster, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Oh my gosh. That's so great. I love using kind of trash things too for, to make something cool. Like my kids love boxes. We just had a Costco delivery and they were like, can we use that box to make a go-kart? And I was like, yes, I'm going upstairs to do a podcast.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay. What do you got?
Okay. Very, very fun. Okay. My next one is Fox Meets Bear. I've talked about her before. I love her. She's also going to be a guest on the podcast in the new year, but her name is Jonna. She lives in Northern Minnesota. She has four daughters and a darling husband. She's Fox. He's Bear. It's very, very cute.
Oh.
But Jonna is super passionate about seasonal living. So living your life with intention and enjoying the season. And she is one of my favorite follows on Instagram. She's also just a wonderful human being who I've gotten to spend time with, and I adore her. She is really inspiring in terms of if you're feeling like the hustle and bustle is so much, or you feel like you're just constantly running to the next thing. She gives some really tangible ways to just slow it down. And then also what I love, Marjorie, is ways to really embrace the season and love the cold, because she runs a little forest school with her daughters and some other friends. And it's all about putting on great gear and starting a fire outside and getting outside and enjoying it. And I just think it's so inspiring because so much of us, you know, in Minnesota, like you don't live in Minnesota anymore, but I know, you know, many years of this, of just that friction that we feel with the cold, where like there's a lot of things that people love about Minnesota. And then there's this temptation to constantly be like, oh, but now winter's here and it goes on forever. Oh, fall's nice, but it's just like, now I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And I just think like, to be perfectly frank, I don't think that's a great way to live. And I get it. I mean, I complain about it too. I slipped on ice and busted my ankle up. Like I have an emotional thing with the ice. Yes. I mean, so I know how it can be so treacherous, but also I know that if you are fighting against what is all the time, you can't enjoy anything.
Right.
It is what it is. And that's a saying it's a cliche for a reason, because unless you're just going to say, I'm going to move, which is also your choice and completely okay if you can't take it. I think finding ways to live in harmony with what the outside is presenting to us is important. Which kind of, you know, and then you put on your Pormois Climate Smart Skincare and you go for it, Marjorie.
You go for it. Exactly right. It is what it is very much... I can't remember. One of our friends was talking about this once, about how it wasn't just that the weather, that winter is so long in Minnesota, it was the complaining that was getting to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's wherever you live, that's a really great thing to remember, is where you live and where you choose to live, the weather is the weather and it is what it is. And so I went from Minnesota to Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, talk about the two extremes. And I think I've said on the podcast, there was no place better in the world than January in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's stunning. The flowers are all blooming. I would ride my bike home from work and I would take 15 or 20 minutes longer just to bike around the flowers. I mean, it was just, it was so beautiful. And then in August, it was 120 degrees. So, and I found ways to cope with that. And I think the the same is true of winter. I have such fond memories of sledding with my kids, of really using the cold and the snow. And then at the same time, February was the hard month for me. Mm-hmm. February was always really hard for me in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's when you got to plan a little trip,
trip. Yeah. I think that's good advice. And I love that at that, Fox Meets Bear, she's learning how to live seasonally, because I think we all do. We all have the challenges.
She is a guide to that too. And that's what we're going to have her on the podcast to talk about, Marjorie. So it's a nice opportunity for me to give you a little preview of what's to come in the new year.
I love that. Well, this is not a preview, but you're going to love this one. @eatwithsarah_.
Oh, great. What's she eating? I want to know.
She is making, and this is for all of you moms out there who aren't pastry chefs, who need to make fun Christmas cookies with your kids. So growing up, my mom's Christmas cookie with us was the cornflakes, a lot of green dye.
Green dye.
And cinnamon buttons and marshmallows. Yeah. And we would make wreaths every year.
Okay. Listen, hot diggity dog, those are tasty devils.
They are pretty good. Your mouth turns green, but they're pretty good. But this woman is making pretzel wreath cookies, and it's 2 layer of pretzels. You've got to go look at this account because your kids will love making these. So it's 2 layers of pretzels, and then the chocolate holds it together, and then she puts just like little sprinkles on it. Like so easy. Like if you have to go to a cookie exchange,
yes,
and you're super tired, this is a good one for the cookie exchange because it fills up a plate quickly. They're big. Do you see them yet?
No, they're so cute. I don't know why it's taking me so long to type this, but it is.
Well, look up that one, then I'm going to do my next one because they go together.
Okay.
And then at this Jess Cooks, she's doing, you will love this, candied orange slices.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am going to do. I'm going to do this because we're going to have some people here for Christmas. So I'm going to do that. And it's just oranges and then a drizzle of chocolate, but they're so beautiful. I don't know how they taste, great. But they're so beautiful.
I can't find Sarah. Maybe we have a spelling thing. We'll get it.
I'll look it up.
Fixed.
We'll fix it.
Eat with Sarah before we post
underscore.
It.
Don't forget the underscore.
I did it. I did eat with Sarah underscore.
Okay. I'll fix it. Sorry.
It's going to go great. Okay. Well, actually this goes well because I'll go out of order then. Because I'm going to shamelessly plug my own Instagram here.
Good.
Because it has to do with cookies, because I do my annual 12 days of cookies series on Twin Cities Live,
which is insane.
Oft copied and repeated, but mine is the OG. Just want you to know I've been doing it for almost 15 years. And, what I do is I reach out to some local bakers who I know, and I ask them to make 3 cookie recipes each. So I visit all 4 of their homes or their places of employment, and then we make these cookies. So I've been posting them. We just did day 3 as we're recording this. As you guys are listening to this, we'll be on day 5. And then I post them on my Instagram, and you can link up to the recipes. And what I'm really loving this year is that they're simple. And it's not
That's
like,
right.
Here's how to decorate and use 85 different sprinkles and special things. I mean, some of the recipes have like a little specialty ingredient here and there, which is kind of fun, but it's just how to make really great cookies.
Good.
Like I had the best coconut macaroon I've ever had. I had shortbread cookies that were like cut in rectangles like they do on Ted Lasso. And they were magical. So the bakers that I feature this year are Alice Seufert, she's been baking with me every year. Zoe Francois from the show Zoe Bakes on Magnolia Network. Sarah Kiefer is behind the Vanilla Bean blog. And then Ann Andress owns Honey and Rye Bakehouse in St. Louis Park. And I mean, these people are just freaking powerhouses. And they're some of the best recipes that I've tasted. And if you watch the segments, you get a lot of really good pro tips on just like those little pastry chef tricks that then make it better. You know, it makes it better. It's like the chefy stuff is worth it.
The chefs know what they're doing. There was my son Campbell, when we lived in Minnesota, he never wanted a birthday cake. He always wanted macaroons. Mm-hmm. From this one place in the Twin Cities.
Are these like the coconut ones or the French macarons?
They were coconut.
Coconut. Okay.
And it was like, was there a baker called the Salty something?
Salty Tart. Yes.
From the Salty Tart.
Yep. Michelle Geyer. She owned that. And I wonder what she's doing now because she actually was featured in 12 Days of Cookies.
I thought she would have been.
Salty Tart is good. And she's a hoot and a half. She has a ton of personality. I'm going to stalk her a little bit.
Look
her
up.
In a nice way, like not in a creepy way. Sorry.
But every year I would have to go to the Salty Tart and get him however many years he was in coconut macaroon. So that was his thing. And he just loved them. So I will look up the coconut macaroon because I may have to make some. He's not going to be with us for Christmas. So I may just have to ship him some homemade.
You know what, though? They'll ship perfectly. That's a good thing to ship. You know, it's not going to get all crumbly. Just use some of your bubble wrap that you didn't put watercolor paint on and wrap them up.
Okay. That's my good. Last one. I don't feel 100% about this one. I feel pretty good about it. But my Instagram wouldn't load all my messages this morning. It would only go back to December 3rd.
This has happened to me. It's very irritating.
I was very frustrated. So I had, this is sort of I'm okay with this. But this is at Making Home Better. This is an Instagram account. I like this one. She does a lot of holiday decorating. But really, this is just for one post in particular. So one of the things I always used to do, I used to really, really decorate at the holidays. I used to decorate our house. We had a lovely house in St. Paul. It was the perfect Christmas house. It was so fun to decorate it. And I would always get extra greens. And I would put greens in a lot of different places. And she did something so smart. She just showed this easy way to take a vase, which you could go to Goodwill and get a ton of them for like $2 a piece. She used toilet paper rolls. She taped them in the middle of the vase. She stuck all the greens. She took the toilet paper roll in, surrounded the toilet paper roll with pine cones, put in some fairy lights, and then put the greens in the middle of the toilet paper roll.
Great.
It was stunning. And it's just stunning because you could imagine walking into a table that has like three of those on a table with the fairy lights, and it would just be beautiful. And a lot of times you can get greens for free, quite frankly. When I would buy my Christmas tree, I'd always say, hey, can I take some extra greens? And I was like, please take whatever you want.
I know. Or you could like go to a forest, find some.
Don't get arrested, but you could do that. You could do my way or you could do Elizabeth's way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Either way, there are greens to be had at the holidays. But I just liked this one simple arrangement and it just looked stunning. So I don't really know about the rest of her feed, but that one post is pretty helpful. So.
Oh, that's fun. That's good though. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, I've got two more before we go. I got to give a shout out to my friend Bria Hamill. She has an interior design business and her Instagram feed, Bria Hamill Interiors, is so good. She just did a project that I can't even, I mean, I had to message her. I was like, I can't even with this. This is so ridiculously beautiful. Now, let me be clear. There's a price tag with this. Okay. This is like high end. She does high end clients. I mean, it is, they say, I love Bria's aesthetic. I want you to come in. I want you to do the whole thing. And that is the type of project that she's working on. But her choices of wallpapers and different like prints for pillows are so fabulous.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It's just really, really good. And then she also did in this latest house that she did that she was doing the reveal for, she showed that she then, because they were revealing the home to the homeowners, they decorated for Christmas too. And she did this tree that was filled with these giant, like neutral, like kind of warm taupe ornaments, but with texture all over the place.
Oh, and it was
just really, really stunning. I mean, she's just so good. And I think it can be really fun to see, you know, sometimes I think the temptation on Instagram when you're seeing a lot of home decor is like, everything is very like farmhouse chic with no color, like so neutral. And I know I just talked about her taupe, but she does a lot of blues. Like she brings in a lot of like beautiful coastal colors with it feeling not overwhelming, and even colors in cabinetry. This bathroom vanity she just did in this house had this bottom of the vanity that was scalloped edge of this gorgeous wood. I mean, it's just so good. And she just keeps getting better and better. So I wanted to just give her a little love and just kind of this, I mean, this is kind of holidays and beyond, but her just aesthetic, I think, is really wonderful and can kind of show you how to incorporate some color without feeling like your house has to be super bright. Cause that's always kind of the trick.
Oh, I love that. I can't wait to see that. I will look her up.
And then one more person who I think that you should follow, her name is Raina, and it's raina.monet. And she is a really fascinating person. I also met her at that dinner at Toxie4A. I met like the best people there 2 summers ago that I've just loved connecting with ever since. But she is a photographer for like these really cool Airbnbs. And so I kind of bring this up around the holidays because I think this could be a really great gift idea or like a gift to yourself, or maybe you kind of like plan with some girlfriends. But if you scroll through her Instagram, she will show you all of these like super cool A-frame Scandinavian designed cabins with saunas and cold plunge things like in the middle of the woods that you can rent out. And this is becoming the coolest trend that people are buying property. They're building these like really cool, simple, beautiful cabins and then renting them out for people to go and have sort of that true like Scandinavian solitude experience, like that, how rejuvenating that is. Like, I remember being in Norway and they were telling us how, like, I mean, Norway is sparsely populated, let me just say.
Right.
And so then when they're like, people just want to get away from it all. And I'm like, what all are they getting away from? Like, this is really fascinating.
Like, they literally want to be alone.
Alone. And then you like see on the mountainsides, like these cabins that are, and now they don't have running water here in Minnesota. Like, we have indoor plumbing, but it's just so fascinating how, how those sort of like Scandinavian roots.
You know, like, I can only imagine your face when they said that. Like, I'm sure, because you were so polite, I'm sure you didn't say that out loud, or maybe you did.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, but that would be your face. Like, okay. Yeah, great for you.
I love it. I like respect it so much. I mean, I love learning about other cultures, you know, and and particularly that trip, I brought a lot home with me. But Raina does such a beautiful job, and she just highlights these like fantastic places.
Fun.
Stay that are owned by independent people. And I don't know, again, it's sort of like, as I'm thinking about the holidays and I was thinking about this assignment that you gave me, Marjorie, to come up with some of these ideas, it was really about like, okay, what can help us just kind of slow down and not necessarily feel like we have to do more, buy more, be more? Like, how can we just kind of take a pause and take it easy a little bit? And that's what felt good to me. So,
good
choice.
Good.
You should follow her. You'll like her.
So I have, sorry.
Yeah,
I have
what's happening with you?
I'm choking. And I may leave this in, but that having been said, I have one more. I got to go.
Oh, good.
Sorry. Nothing like guzzling coffee. I have a little bonus. I'm not even going to make it a follow. It's just a bonus because the account itself is pretty lame. But I loved this. And if I had small children, see, I am getting ready. I can tell I'm like preparing for grandchildren because I'm tucking things away that are going to make me the magical grandmother. Like, I just know it. And this one is, so this guy on this post, like I said, the Instagram account is whatever it is, but he took, you know, the Toll House, the chocolate chip Toll House cookie dough.
Yeah.
So he took that cookie dough, turned a muffin pan upside down. Formed the cookie dough over the outsides of all of that to make these cookie cups. Dough basket cups.
I know where you're going here.
I thought, oh, that's just like, I couldn't eat that because I don't love sweet like that. But can you imagine serving that to a 5-year-old kid? You would be their favorite person ever.
Yeah, that's really fun. You could put some ice cream in it.
Oh yeah, ice cream. Get an ice cream with bowl. Some, you know, some chocolate sauce and some
like whatever happened to the bread bowl? Remember when the bread bowl was so hot? It was like, hey, have a healthy salad.
People realized it was stupid.
And this big bowl of bread. I don't know, but then you'd have like the chili and then you'd have bread, you'd dunk the side and you'd rip off the side and then you could really live on the edge and see how far you could rip it down without the contents spilling all over. Like the bread bowl really, it had a moment and I feel like
it was tactical.
A bougie bread bowl. Like they should do them in pretzels. That should be a thing.
It was tactical eating for sure. And just so you know, Elizabeth, you just revealed that you haven't been to Panera in a while.
Do they do it?
The bread bowl still lives.
Okay.
It still lives.
Oh,
it's very
gosh.
Much a part of Panera.
Oh my gosh.
But I will say one of the best soups my son ever had was served in a pumpkin. And that was adorable.
We've done that on Twin Cities Live. Yeah. Oh, that is really good.
That.
Well, Marjorie, we can't go without reminding people one more time to pick up their Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare. You know, they are a presenting sponsor of Best to the Nest, which we so appreciate. And we only talk about things that we truly love on this podcast. I've been using Pour Moi Climate Smart Skincare for over 3 years. I cannot sing enough praises about this product line. It is so good. And then it's kind of a fun perspective because you just started using it within the last couple of months. And I know you really can feel a difference like day one. Isn't that the truth?
What I love is the way my skin feels.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you can identify with too. My skin is so soft in the morning. Like I actually like wake up and it feels so good. That's the first. The second is the way that it looks, of course. So I had stupidly made the decision for the last 2 summers that I was just not going to wear sunscreen. I grew up with freckles and I thought, what do I look like if I get covered in freckles again? Well, you know what? When you're 59, covered in freckles again doesn't look the same. You look like you're covered in age spots. Oh, not the same. It's not adorable. And what I am noticing is those are slowly fading. Mm-hmm. It is, my face is getting sort of that look of really a uniform, healthy skin. And I just love it. It's just, I'm so glad that I'm using it.
It's really, really great. It, you can get the subscription box, which is totally the way to go, because you'll get the rotating system. So it's four products, but it's three steps that you use morning and night. And the crux of it really is you are using the products that are right for the climate that you're in. So for the season, and then also for the day. That's how dialed in these products get to support your skin doing what it already knows and loves how to do. So go back and listen to our last episode, because you can hear more about these products and more about the motivation from the founder, Uli Haslacher. And then use the promo code BEST at PourMoiSkincare.com. That's P-O-U-R-M-O-I skincare.com. Use that code BEST. You'll get an extra 20% off your order. That's also good on the holiday store, guys. So if you're listening to this live in December, make sure you check out those holiday gift sets and get in on that action. Very good stuff, Marjorie.
And just a quick note, Elizabeth, you had talked about, we were talking about our Instagram favorites and the things that are making us feel good this holiday season. I just want to give a shout out again. I've got a lot going on here. I'm in finals. I've got a project due at work. There's just a lot going on. And so I just told myself, you know, it's time to go back. I really have to focus on exercising every day. It's really important for my mental game. So I just want to say at Trini Woodall, I'm pretty sure that's the Instagram handle. It's a woman, I've talked about her a lot. She's out of London. She has a makeup company. But more than that, she was a former BBC former British television personality. She does yoga and Pilates and strength training four times a week. And she records it live on Instagram and then shares that with all of her followers. It's incredibly generous because, So I have a whole bank of yoga practices and Pilates exercises, and it really helps me get centered and feel good and feel strong. And this morning was kind of a tough morning, and she does it on Sunday, and there was a chakra yoga practice. It was 65 minutes, right. And I feel so much stronger after having done that. My body moves differently after I do that, because She just went through every part of your body, and you stretch it slowly. And the best thing about it for me is Trini Woodall is her name, is I think my age. I think she's 59. These are her personal trainers. So they're doing, these are tailored for somebody who might be, you know, anywhere from your 40s through your 60s. It's not like a 20 something program. But as you feel stressed this holiday season, don't forget that exercise is good for you. It calms you down. It gives you the endorphins you need. It strengthens you. And I just really love this. And I will put her, I will put where you can find those in the show notes, because it has made such a difference to me. I honestly don't reach out to many personalities. I feel like I want to reach out to her, and I may do it and just say thank you. She'll probably never see it. But I feel like it's incredibly generous to share those.
It's such a good reminder that movement. I've been doing the same thing of just really getting out there and walking. And you've really encouraged me to do yoga again, even just hearing that, because it's easy to fall out of practice. And then when you get back in, you're like, oh, I feel so good. But I saw this meme on Instagram, or this, you know, so maybe not a meme, it's just like a saying, whatever, Instagram post. And it said, when you work out, everything works out. Oh. Like, it was just sort of funny. And I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Like, it just helps to make, it's not going to solve every single problem, but like, it does help to make things work out when you work out. You like that?
Just like you said,
put that on a towel or something.
Earlier in the podcast, what you said, Elizabeth, it is what it is.
I'm You're full just, of gems today.
You are.
Irritating myself. Oh my gosh.
If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best to the Nest, or go to besttothenest.com. We are the podcast that brings you home.